Hi, it's Peter Sagal here, and I'm sitting here with Miles Dernboss, the producer of Wait, Wait, and our sort of, would you say, our social media director?
Sure, I'll go with that. Sure. I prefer Maven.
Sure. Macher? Do you even know what that means?
Don't.
Anyway, what have we now, Miles? What comes before us today?
Well, every week when we record the show, essentially we do 2 hours of material that we then need to squeeze into a 45-minute container.
Most of that extra material is, of course, my autobiographical anecdotes.
Or songs from your one-man musical, Sagal on Sagal.
But what have we today, though? What are we going to broadcast here?
Well, today we have a question from this past week's show that didn't make it on the air, and we thought we'd give it to you guys as a special little treat halfway through the week.
I'm eager to hear it because, frankly, I never pay attention during the tapings. Amy, a new study from Ohio State University determines that there is a pretty clear way to identify someone who might be a psychopath. They're people who do what a lot?
Okay, something. This is a lot like that toddler question.
Yeah.
I feel like you're throwing these my way
kind
for
of being
a reason.
Targeted.
Well, these guys, they like to post a lot of these to Psychobook.
Oh, posting weird messages on Facebook?
Not weird messages.
Sharing.
Some people even use sticks to do this a lot. This makes it easier to do this.
Oh, selfies?
Yes, people who do a lot of selfies might be psychopaths.
Wait, how do you use...
Oh, selfie stick.
Where
the selfie stick.
Have I been? What the hell is a selfie stick? Oh, Paula.
I feel like I come here and I'm introduced to another world.
A selfie stick, dear Paula, is an expandable stick that in the end is a little mount for your smartphone. So you can hold your smartphone out to take a selfie of you with a better view than just the length of your arms.
Not everyone has your very long arms, Paula. Some of us need...
Some people have raptor arms.
I think if there's any charm at all in a selfie, and I think we all have enough photos of ourselves now, but if there's any charm at all in a selfie, it is that angle that your arm gives it. Well, I feel that a stick... I don't like the idea of a selfie stick.
Well, then you're obviously not a psychopath. That's
I feel good about that.
Yeah. What's interesting to me
I have so
is that
little
we've
to
just
be proud
revealed
of.
The fact that posting selfies to Facebook or dating sites makes you a psychopath, and Paula is far more concerned that there exists such a thing as a selfie stick.
Yeah. Right, not worrying about all the psychopaths out there.
Don't you guys think like that selfie stick is like an affront to God a little bit? You know what I'm saying? Because God made
really?
Us with arms this long.
Really?
And if you want to have long, you're like telling God, hey, man, you should have made me with longer arms.
You think of all the things going in the world right now, the top of God's list is like, damn, those selfie sticks.
I can't believe they would play me like that. Oh, I haven't made their arms long enough.
Yeah, it's an interesting religion you're a part of.
Yeah.
God problems.